Mr. Willie Skeens, Jr., item number five. Ms. Woodward.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Members. Mr. Willie Skeens, Jr. is... I'm sorry. I'm just pulling up the... Mr. Willie Skeens, Jr. is requesting authorization to construct a replacement bulkhead adjacent to his property at 1157 Sunlight Drive, situated along a man-made canal to the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. The project requires a wetlands permit. Bulkheads and revetments are utilized for shoreline stabilization along the majority of the private property situated on this canal. For those of you who may have been here at the April Commission meeting, you approved a riprap revetment along this canal. Mr. Skeens is proposing to construct 100 linear feet of replacement bulkhead and associated sand backfill to replace the rubble that's actually landward of the existing bulkhead here. The proposed bulkhead will go approximately 2 feet channelward of the existing deteriorated bulkhead. The project will impact approximately 380 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. As you know, the City of Chesapeake no longer administers the wetland zoning ordinance. Therefore, we held a public hearing here at our main office on July 15th. It was attended both by VMRC staff as well as Mr. Troy Savage with REMSA Incorporated. There were no concerns that were raised as a result of the public hearing or the public interest review. Since the proposed bulkhead is replacing a similar structure and is located within a man-made canal, staff believes the project is warranted and reasonable. After evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1303-10B of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Woodward. Any questions from the commission? Is the applicant here, present, or Smith Erskine?
I just had a question, Justine. The existing material, do you know what that is, that existing material that's landward there?
It's a combination of rubble. There are some old bricks, I believe some old concrete.
That material would be moved. Rubble. It's proposed that that would be removed and replaced. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's my understanding all of that is coming out, and it will be replaced with clean sand fill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Skeens?
Yes, sir.
Would you please come forward here?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I need to swear you in, if you would. Please raise your right hand. I hereby swear the testimony I'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record here and give us your take on this project and what you're hoping to achieve.
Yes, sir. My name is Willis C. Skeens, Jr., 1157 Sunlight Drive, Chesapeake, Virginia. The bulkhead was damaged back during Isabel, and getting to that project on that. The rubble that you see there was like when the after I had my house elevated during this thing about 13 feet and re-bricked it, and the rubble was like the debris from the broken brick after, you know, as it was putting in, and pieces of the concrete blocks and things. So we took it as we cleaned around the yard, did the final cleanup, and put those small pieces back there. And that's what's back there. Then I understand that I thought I was doing right, but I understand it was really not the proper fill. So now, doing this, we're going to remove the fill. It's going to be filled with sand. And the bulkhead and the boat ramp that was there, we're eliminating the boat ramp also. And so it'll just be the straight bulkhead. And all that was just approved by the Chesapeake Chesapeake Bay CPB,
Chesapeake Bay Preservation.
Right, yes, sir, yes, sir. All that was okay, and just got approval on that the other day. So
okay.
Last week, that was approved. Everything was good to go with them. With two stipulations, one was to remove the debris, which we discussed. Two, I had to plant two umbrella trees to going into the water side, 50 foot of the buffer from the water. So I have to do those two items, and that's no problem with that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Does anybody wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Hearing none, matters before the commission. Thank you, Mr. Skeens.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Any discussion?
I make a motion to approve the project and accept staff recommendation.
Motion to accept staff recommendation by Mr. Erskine. Do we have
okay.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Skeens.
Thank you.